Well, good morning, friends. Happy Father's Day. Yeah, it is a happy day, isn't it? Happy Father's Day to especially fathers and father figures who are here. And also, I just want to acknowledge the fathers who have joined us online. It's great that you've been part of us today. Many emotions. Oh, I'm going to go back a bit. It's been 4 weeks since I've been here. It's great to be back. And it's good to be with you. And I had a good break, and it was good research into our vision that we're having over the next number of years. But let's get back to this sermon. We're sort of continuing our series in Galatians today of Grace Unchanged, but in particular we'll be focusing on Father's Day. And many emotions are stirred on Father's Day, and not all of them are positive. Regardless of who your dad is or was, it does bring emotions and thoughts. Fatherhood is one of the greatest blessings and challenges that we can have in our life. And any fool with hormones can have babies. But it takes love, commitment, courage, and godliness to be a good dad. This metaphor of fatherhood is a fantastic thing for us to see that the character of God and what He is like towards us, but also the father figures in our lives, how they are created in the image of God and are like God to us. So let's explore this biblical metaphor of fatherhood this morning. Did you know that a newborn baby's cry matches the cry of their mother? Now, you might say a lot of mothers cry, they might, but what exactly does that mean? A recent study in Germany and France of 60 mums and their children discovered the cry of a baby matches perfectly to their mother's. It's a cry melody, apparently. And we just read, Bron read to us from the letter of Galatians, where Paul writes, and he says that because we are God's people, because we are Christians, because we are members of His family, we are His children, change has happened in us. And we too have a cry melody. And it's only those within the family of God that can have this cry melody. Listen to it. What is it? It's not Aussie, Aussie, Aussie or anything like that. The cry melody is Abba, Father. Abba, Father. That is our cry melody. Now, I'm just going to cover 3 points this morning. Abba, Father, our relationship with God and intimacy to God. Abba, Father. In Galatians 4:6, because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So Paul says in Galatians 4 that with this new covenant, the marks of a genuine conversion, a marks that you are a member of God's forever family, that you are His children, there is an internal cry to God. We call Him Father. That is our cry melody. And so this morning in this passage of Galatians, we're going to look in depth, well, some depth, the fatherhood of God. And this is not an expository message, but more topical as we look at today being Father's Day. We're going to see that as fathers and father figures and grandfathers, whether our children are infants or toddlers or teenagers or adult children or even grandchildren, we live out our lives to shape our children and especially to shape them to the glory of God. And in this message today, I want to encourage you as a child of God in your relationship with your Heavenly Father. And secondly, I want to embolden you in your fatherhood, men particularly, to be like your Heavenly Father and bless others. And this will include children and perhaps grandchildren. We know that to describe God, there are many ways we do this, but one of them is quite powerful. We say, God is love. God is love. And we know that this loving relationship that God has in Himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, this love, is how we define them, is something that happened before we were even born. And God was a Father before we were born and before He became our Heavenly Father. And if you were to read John's Gospel, one of the main things Jesus is passionate to do is to point to our Heavenly Father. Throughout His ministry, Jesus reveals a Father who is loving, tender, compassionate, forgiving, and righteous. And Jesus' description points back in the Old Testament, really, too, of what God is like in Psalm 68, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. A very touching picture of the love of God. And furthermore, in Galatians 3:26, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. And Galatians 4 fills that out a bit more. But when the set time had come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters. So, let me say, the video was helpful too, we are adopted children of our Heavenly Father, God. And God is now our Heavenly Father, our special Father, Abba, a dad. And as a young child would say, Daddy. That is the type of relationship we have now with God our Father. And there is now intimacy and closeness that we have with God our Father. And nothing can get in the road of our relationship with God. Which brings me to my second point, our relationship with God. The video clip that we just watched before the Bible reading said a quote something like this, when our earthly fathers get it right, it gives us a glimpse of what God is like. And we're reminded in Luke 11 that God is a loving Father, and he runs out to meet the Son with tears pouring out His face to embrace His Son, the prodigal son. And when our earthly fathers love us, teach us, and correct us, friends, that is a beautiful thing. And it reflects God. It is in those times our earthly father kindly reflect the image of God and direct us to God and what He's like. Now, I'm a very blessed man, and I had a birthday party of one of my grandchildren yesterday, and we all crammed into my daughter's home. It was a great day of 20. I got to count unborn children here, but 23 of us were there. No, 24. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but all I do know is that I'm the father of 4 adult children who I know, two of my children come to this church, but it was great to have my 2 sons come today, unknown to me, and they're lovely spouses, and I'm blessed to have my children, that they love Jesus, and blessed to have my in-laws who love Jesus. Now, before I go any further, I used to have a little thing. If I ever mentioned my family in a sermon, It involved giving them a lot of chocolate afterwards, all right? I think that's negated by now, all right? All right, so I am very blessed. I have 12 grandchildren. I'm a blessed man. And I long to be a father of children in my life, but I know I fall short. But young children, you know, they can be up and down, we know, but in their beautiful innocence, they tend to sometimes overlook our shortcomings and view us perhaps in a unstained perspective. And I was reminded this week of a homecoming. Now, you might know it, but I have one of my children and families living with me for a few months more in my home. And as I was approaching the front door, coming home one day this week, the two dogs were howling and wanting to greet me with great enthusiasm. It's nice to have dogs do that, right? But there were three of my grandchildren at the front door. They were calling out my name. They were so happy to greet me. Grandpa! 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 And they had smiling faces and ecstatic screeches of joy. And as I clambered in the door past the dogs and the kids, I shared long hugs and screamed and laughed, I think for maybe a solid straight minute. And I just want to put it in perspective here. This was not me returning from a long holiday, all right? Or even a surprise meeting. I regularly go home, all right? But the children had seen me that very morning. And it was just that it was unexpected. They saw Grandpa. Now, my grandchildren provided me a beautiful picture of what my relationship with my Heavenly Father should be like. Of connection, of joy, of intimacy, of love. This is a picture that God wants us to see of Him and our relationship with Him. Now, although there's a shortage of fathers today, nearly 40% of Australian children go tonight without their biological father in their house. Others can step in some form in that vacuum created by the lack of dads, whether they be stepdads or granddads or uncles or coaches or teachers or leaders or pastors. And I just want to say, we're talking about fatherhood here today. And gentlemen, let me encourage you to continue to be loving and playful and joyful with your children and others in your life. Connect with them. It is so, so important. The Apostle Paul, on one occasion, said to Timothy, Paul was not Timothy's natural father, but Paul became a father to him. We read in 1 Corinthians 4, even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. And this is what he says, for in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Now, we will influence our kids, whether it's our presence or our absence. And they will take their interaction with us and with it build their worldview and hopefully their faith in the Lord Jesus. But what kind of faith and worldview will the children in your life model looking at you? What will they see? What will they want to emulate? And will they see Jesus and trust Him? In the trials of life, will they cower and show courage and faith in God? You dads here this morning, I know it's a favorite pastime to put dads down. I mean, I think I'm the only, for a minute then I thought, I can see a few of them now, I thought I was the only one wearing this shirt, because I was told to wear it, by the way, by one of my children. You know the movies on TV where the soldiers are on parade and the sergeant asks someone to step forward for a job, and everyone steps back and the guy's left in front. I think I feel like that with the shirt, but I'm the only one showing the shirt. I thought there was a 7 or 8 of you gentlemen, but there might be some hiding them. But this comes from, I think, love and respect, and taking the mickey out of me at the same time, as children's do. But I just want to say, so with Paul, he was a dad to Timothy. And what kind of influence are we going to be on the children in our life? Humanly speaking, gentlemen, you have an enormous influence on your children. I know it's played down, but you have the ability under God to shape the children in your life. According to data in the US, a child is, if they're the first person to become a Christian, then it is a 3.5% probability that everyone else in the household will turn to Christ. If the mother is the first to become a Christian in the family, then it's 17% probability that everyone else in the household will be a Christian as well. However, when the father is the first to become a Christian, there is a 93% probability that everyone in the household will follow Jesus. So here's the point. Dad's impact on faith and practice and lifestyle is huge. All right, gentlemen, you need to know. I know you feel disempowered sometimes, but don't take away the reality. And the Apostle Paul, in the letter of the Galatians, he wrote to the Galatian churches, he was a spiritual father to them. And in this letter, you remember when the opening words of the letter, they were really, really strong words, like words of rebuke to discipline them because they were devaluing Jesus' work on the cross and following rules and regulations. And Paul had to correct them in a very strong dad-like way. And discipline is a loving thing when motivated from love. And it's important to be shaping others in the right way, particularly their faith and trust in Jesus. Well, let me come to my third point and last point. Our access to God points to our proximity and intimacy to God. Because of the work of Jesus on the cross, because of that, I should be rushing to my Heavenly Father with all my requests and joy and thankfulness for the grace that He has offered me. All right, that's a response of now I am part of God's forever family. And the rest of the Galatians passage that we read before was in verse 6 of chapter 4. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His sonship into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now, Abba, as we know, is typically translated daddy or dear father. So be encouraged, friends. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn. It was open to God. We are open to God now. The sin has been paid for, and we have full access to our Heavenly Father. And it is so, don't devalue that. That is such a great blessing. We are blessed to be loved, to be forgiven. And he knew us before the foundation of the world that we were going to be part of His family. And my encouragement to you today is, and every day to run into the Father's arms. Run. No matter what you're facing, through the mundane, through the victories, through the anxiety, through the loneliness, through the pain, through the struggle, through loss, no matter what you are facing, run. May your cry be, Dad, 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 as our cry of joy and love and dependence on Him. As we access God, we can run to Him. But I want to challenge us this morning as I reflect upon our, we now have proximity to God. It's been made way because of Jesus. But I wonder, with our proximity, do we have intimacy? Intimacy. You see, a husband and wife can have proximity, but do they have intimacy? We have proximity to God, but do we have intimacy with Him as our Heavenly Father, as we're intimate with Him in our prayers and our daily reading of His Word? And dads, just because, you know, you're home, the proximity there, you're home from work or whatever, we need to be connected to our children, not distracted with a phone or emails or Facebook or the next news article we're to read. Be present and intimate like our Heavenly Father is with us. Now, if you were to ask your children this question, this is a question. If you were to ask them, what thing you would do that would bring the most joy in your father's life, what would it be? What thing would you, if you had to do something, would bring the most joy to your father? Now, that would mean a lot of things to different people. Could be, you know, getting a good education or succeeding at a job or a great career that paid well, or being married and having children, or owning your own house, or high achievements in life. But let me say, the greatest thing is to have a real faith in Christ. That is the greatest thing. That is the best thing. Now, I'm blessed to have children and in-laws, daughters and son-in-laws who love Jesus. And I am so pleased and blessed to say that. And can I say that brings me great joy. But let me finish by trying to demonstrate something. This is where we're trying to link, gentlemen. Well, I'm not sure what you call this thing, Josh. We called it a magnetic sort of stick thing. Gentlemen, you have or will receive one of these things today. And let it be a reminder of our Heavenly Father. As fathers, we are the ones under God who could reach down and get and bring the love of God to others. However, we are the ones who, under God's sovereignty, can find the lost and bring them to Christ and place them in His hands. So, what have we learned today? We are in a relationship with God. We cry out, Abba, Father. There's nothing better than that. So, men and women, let us reflect that relationship with God in the way that we live and that we bring others to Him. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, you are indeed so kind and loving. You welcome us into your kingdom through faith in Christ, and that is just a wonderful thing. Father, we are so blessed to call you Abba, Father. And I thank you for all the fathers and father figures in our lives who've been a blessing to us. And thank you for their love and legacy and how they have been created in the image of God and reflect you. And I pray for each father and father figure here this morning. Help us to be godly influences of those we care for and that we might point others to you. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And all God's people said, Amen.